A new chapter for Apple as founder Steve Jobs steps down.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for Steve Chiatakis. Apple CEO Steve Jobs has announced he's resigning as head of the company he founded. The 56-year-old has battled pancreatic cancer in the past. In a letter to Apple's board, Jobs said he felt he could no longer perform his duties effectively. Walt Mossberg joins me now. He's the personal technology columnist at the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning.
Walt, Apple and Apple products have become so much a part of all of our lives. What do you think Jobs' legacy is?
I think people are lucky if they can make one major change in the world or in the way people live. And Steve Jobs, he has a legacy where he changed the way people lived and the way technology works multiple times, again and again and again. And that makes him, in my mind, a truly historic figure.
Well, most of us know Steve Jobs from what we've seen on television. Obviously, he's a visionary and quite charismatic. You know him personally. What is he like in person?
Well, he can be prickly. He is very passionate about what he believes, but he's also willing to listen. And I think the most interesting thing about him is he thinks long term. He recently disclosed that the iPad actually was developed before the iPhone, but he decided to put it on the shelf because he thought a phone was the right thing to do first. He makes products for the actual users of the products, and that's a big legacy of Steve Jobs.
Well, it's certainly paid off. Apple surpassed Exxon as the most valuable public company earlier this month and I think had more money at one point than the U.S. Treasury, although that might not be the bar that it once was. But, you know, it really did pay off monetarily.
It has paid off monetarily, but I also think they've been the most influential technology company now for at least a decade, and they have influenced every other company in the technology space. And to me, personally, that is a more important thing than the fact that their market cap is now higher than any technology company and almost as high as Exxon's.
Walt Mossberg is personal technology columnist at the Wall Street Journal. Walt, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bank of America has a new backer. Investment guru Warren Buffett is investing $5 billion in the beleaguered bank, saying it's basically a strong, well-led company. B of A shares had fallen 38% in the last 3 months. They're up 12% this morning. You can call that the Buffett bump. No bump for Wall Street this morning, more like a slump. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 1%, 113 points, to 11,207. The NASDAQ down 1.3% to 2434. And the S&P 500 down 1% to 1165. The Labor Department reports 417,000 people filed for unemployment benefits last week. That's higher than expected. More than 8,000 of those claims were from striking workers at Verizon. All told, nearly 14 million people are unemployed in the U.S. Gold prices are down more than $2 this morning, $1,712 an ounce for gold. The price has been climbing for months on worries of a double-dip recession and the European debt crisis. But now, gold's on its longest losing streak in more than a year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Gold prices have fallen 10% over the past 3 days. At the beginning of this month, prices touched record highs of more than $1,900 an ounce. So far, no one is saying the party's completely over. Instead, it appears traders have temporarily driven down the price by cashing in on the rally. Suki Cooper is a precious metals analyst at Barclays. She says gold hasn't lost its luster. Prices are still up 6% this month, and they're up 22% so far this year.
We've seen a broad base of investors turn to gold as a safe haven, and there's very few alternatives at the moment in terms of where investors are feeling comfortable.
Cooper says investors are worried about the U.S. and European economies, and they're keeping an eye on inflation in China. So gold is still looking pretty good. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. By LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. And by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com.
Forget Wall Street. This week, all eyes are on Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and what the Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke will say at a speech there tomorrow. This time last year, Bernanke unveiled a massive bond buying program. What's in store this time? David Gura takes a look.
Markets have been up and down. There's fear we might be on the verge of another recession. Given all the Federal Reserve's done since the financial crisis, is there really anything more it can do? David Malpass is with Encima Global.
I don't think there's much that the Fed can do now that would have an impact.
The Fed spent hundreds of billions of dollars buying bonds, hoping that would keep market rates low. Economists are saying more of that isn't likely. Ann Owen teaches economics at Hamilton College. She says the Fed could trade its holdings in short-term treasuries for long-term ones.
The goal of that would be to lower long-term interest rates.
Meaning mortgage rates could go down even more. But David Malpass says it's time for Ben Bernanke to reassure the nation to step out of his central banker's shoes.
He could talk about the importance of tax reform, the way companies actually get capital and can innovate.
In other words, Bernanke could talk about more than just interest rates. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And finally, Whole Foods will start offering wellness classes at some of its stores. Members can take courses in health and cooking. There are movie screenings. The bad news? Club membership costs about $750 a year. Well, it is Whole Foods. The good news, though, most members can come as they are. The yoga pants Whole Foods shoppers love to wear, totally acceptable at all activities. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
There's pressure in higher ed to save money and make classes more efficient. One thought, make teachers more productive. But how?
I have no idea. I think I'm pretty productive, but I'm not sure that I would come out well on a quantifiable scale.
I'm Bob Moon, running college like a business. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.